Brimstone, written by N.J. Sullivan, performed by N.J. Sullivan. Chapter 1. Late for My Train. I saw him there, standing outside the train station. I couldn't tell if he was coming or going. He checked his watch. He could be waiting for a train, or a man, or a woman. But I didn't think so. His eyes were strange, lightning bolt blue with a stare that could pierce steel. A long coat draped over his shoulders hid his frame, but he looked thinner than a snowball's chance in hell. Sitting in the station, I watched him through the window over my coffee. His smooth-shaved head glistened bone-white in the midnight heat of downtown. The shadows put points on his ears. He flicked his hand from the sleeve of his perfectly laundered but oversized dress shirt, revealing skeletal fingers that ended in long pointed nails, perfectly manicured, glinting like razors. He checked his watch again and looked around. Moving down the platform, he strode toward the station. His shadow on the wall, twisted by the light, became a phantasm of a man, gigantic and lithe. The long coat and shaved head, a cloak and a hood. He opened the door and stepped into the station, into the light. The pointed ears faded. The shaved head, though still pale, took on human tones. The sharp angles of his face softened. He looked down the row of tables, looked down at me, and tapped his watch. It had no hands, no numbers, just an outline of an hourglass. Chapter 2. The Call. The milling crowds passed, one face fading into another in the mass of humanity. The shadows enveloped me as I stood on the sidewalk, watching. I could see them in the crowd, the faces that didn't belong, grotesque and warped, twisted and strange. I saw them all as they passed. I heard their voices. They came from inside my head, strange gurgling tongues of a language not meant for my ears, unheard by anyone else. They mingled and folded into the sound of the street. A man watched me from the other side of the intersection, his skin a hard hide pulled tight against his bones, his teeth sharpened to points, his eyes narrow vertical slits. He seemed to sense that I can see him, see what others can't. His whole countenance is menace. I don't know why I can see them, who they are under the illusion, but I know it's an illusion. Their human faces are funhouse mirrors, a puff of smoke and a sleight of hand hiding the nature of the trick. And they know that I know. This is my unwelcome lot. I'm drawn to the shadows. Moving between the streetlights and through the alleys, seeing the monsters behind the faces in the crowd, letting them see me. Something in me knows them. I recognize the faces and the forms. I know the strange words they mutter in growls. I know their nature as well as my own. And I don't know why. Chapter 3. The Alley.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?